Welcome to the Space Show, Steve. Now, with the opportunity, you were heading south towards a rocky area.
Right.
What were you hoping to achieve there?
Well, what we're hoping to achieve, and in fact what we are achieving, because we're now in that rocky area, is to find rock that may be different from what we've seen before in two different ways. First of all, we've moved like 3 kilometers laterally. And it's not uncommon in geologic units, especially sedimentary rocks, for there to be lateral variations in the chemistry and the composition that reflect lateral changes in the environment. You know, it's different here than it is over there, okay, if the two places are far enough apart. And we are seeing some differences in the nature of the rock. The other reason that we wanted to go horizontally is that all of the rock that we've seen previously, Eagle Crater and Endurance Crater, was inside of impact craters, and it has, because it went through the cratering process, it's been broken up, fractured, in some places shattered by the impact event. And what we're hoping to find here is rock that has not been through that fracturing and jumbling up process, because it leads to a sedimentary record that's easier to read.
Now, not long after you landed, Spirit, it was almost as soon as we got the first pictures back, people were saying, head for the hills. Now, amazingly, Spirit has not only reached the hills, but now climbed to the summit of Husband Hill.
Yeah.
So where and what next for Spirit? By the way, how high are those hills?
The summit of Husband Hill lies about 90 meters above the base of the hill and about 110 meters above our landing site. We're at the top. We reached the summit on about day 582 of our 90-day mission to Mars. The view is spectacular. The view is absolutely glorious from up there. What we're doing right now is we're taking a big panorama, color, high resolution. It's going to be one of the signature images from the whole mission. But besides being a pretty picture, it's also an essential planning tool for us. The reason that we went to the summit was twofold. First of all, this has turned out to be a very geologically rich region. There are all sorts of different rock types up here. But the other thing is that it affords a wonderful view. I mean, geologists do this all the time. If you want to decide where you're going to do your geologizing, where you're going to go next, you climb to the top of the highest hill and you take a look around. And that's what we're doing. We're seeing, especially to the south, some very intriguing features. And I think what we're going to do probably, the mountain has kind of a rounded summit. It's not a sharp summit. And so to get a good view on the south flank, I think we may actually have to drive down off the summit, drive south a little ways until we can have a better view down into the basin to the south of the mountain. We'll then take another big partial panorama looking south and use that as our planning tool, use that to pick our route down the south side. But we're going to descend to the south off the mountain and into the basin below, and then we'll see what we see.
When you look at some of the Mars Global Surveyor area, photographs of that hill area, it does look like you've got a different geology further on the other side of the hill, as it were.
Yeah, that's right. We certainly see on the south side of the hill a lot of what looks like terracing on the hillside. It's probably some kind of exposed layers, and that's very interesting to us. So that's a likely target.
So you think you might get there?
We'll see. You know, the rovers could die tomorrow, so you never know, but we're going to try.
Thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Steve.
Glad to be here.